Well, it's now 3:50 p.m. I'm back out into the little fresh air enclosure. And I will be a wee bit longer. Once my eyes had the drops had worked their time on, sorry, worked their magic on my eyes, I was seen by the specialist, very nice gentleman, who sat me into a rig and really did do some intensive searching into both eyes to such an extent that, you know, my eyes were getting tired, straining up to top left, top right, holding that in place for quite a length of time, and then all kinds of manipulations of the eyeballs. And then when he was finished, he told me or he asked me what the optician said, and I told him that she suspected there was a tear in the retina, and he says that's exactly what it is. So there's a tear, and he explained that, again, as the optician explained that, because there is a tear, he said that there is a danger that the fluid from the vitreous fluid would pass behind the retina, and that would cause the retina to detach, and then there's an operation, as it were, a proper operation. What he did say to me was, which I didn't know, was that this is caused by the shrinking of the vitreous, I can't remember the proper Latin name for it, the vitreous fluid in the eye. But as we get older, everyone, that fluid shrinks, and that happens in everyone throughout their lives as they get older. But with no real consequences. But where the fluid has a great attachment to the retina, it can actually pull up the retina off, and that's exactly what's happened with me. I guess Lee Storm into FGC will know all about that, because her husband Art has had 3 laser treatments, and I guess it's probably along the same lines. And I think Joe Fishwick mentioned that she had the drop, so I don't know if Joe ever had a tear in her eyes or not. I know Joe is now quite vigilant, geared blind. But anyway, getting back to the issue, I didn't know that about that happening, and I just happened to be one of the unlucky ones where it's actually torn a bit of the retina away. What he did explain after that was that, about the laser treatment, he showed me a kind of diagram and demonstrated what was the cause and how they were going to repair it, etc., etc. And I thought, that's fine. If you had the laser surgery, yes, of course. And he says, well, that's fine, so that's what we'll be doing. And I says, well, what do I do now? Do I make an appointment to come back in a week or 2 weeks or something? And he says, no appointment. He says, I'm just going to put lots of more drops in your eyes, and then after about half an hour, I'll come and get you, and I will be doing the laser surgery in your eye, and that'll be it done. And I thought, well, okay, fantastic. I just thought it'd be a wait time. He said, no. He said, you don't wait, because this is something you cannot wait. He says, the danger of the fluid passing behind the retina, he says, can happen at any time after a tear. He says, we really cannot allow it to go anything, so it will be done immediately, if you like. So that's what I'm waiting on now. He put so many drops in my left eye, different drops, that is. So many drops that I had to go for a pee. Following it. So I'm now waiting. I've got about another 15 minutes to wait, assuming that everything runs to time, of course. And I'll be called again and get the laser surgery. So the procedure takes about 10-15 minutes, and I'll be able to go home after a further 10-15 minutes of just letting the eyes rest for a bit. So I should be home. I phoned Mary. Yes, Lee, I have phoned Mary, and told her all about it, told her the truth, if you like. I didn't want her to worry unnecessarily, so. And she was fine. She says, that's great if you're getting fixed today. So I'm pleased with her. I know she'll be concerned, but pleased with her. So I'm just going to go back in now and sit and listen to some music. Calming music. Pink Floyd, Dire Straits, or something like that. Okay, I'll speak again soon after I come out of the surgery. Well, it's not surgery, the procedure. That's a better word, isn't it? Come out of the procedure. I'll speak again soon before I head home. So, back to the waiting room. Well, it's now 2 minutes to five, and I'm just heading back through the maternity unit as I see a new mum and her husband carrying the brand new baby with obviously the girl's mother, I would say, just putting everything in the car, those beautiful balloons that people bring in. It's a boy. Well, it must be a boy because the balloons are blue. So another new mum taking her wee baby home. Ah, memories of four kids that we had, but not from here, but from the old Bangor Hospital up in the hills, which is no longer there, of course. So what a diversion, eh? But I'd love to come through and see babies lying here. Yeah, don't hear any greeting wains in their wee cots. So anyway, 5 o'clock now, and the procedure has been done. Had the laser surgery to the eye. It took about, I guess, 10-15 minutes max, with this laser blasting into various parts of my eye. The only thing I would say about it is it's not uncomfortable at all. What's uncomfortable is trying to keep your eyes steady, so that you don't suddenly move your eye and then get a laser blast in the wrong bit. I found that the most concerning part, actually. So you're concentrating like mad, to keep your eye where you want it. Of course, it does hold your eyelids open so you can't blink and shoot holes all through your eye. So, but I will say that as an experience, it was absolutely fine. But once they start to fire fairly quickly into the one area, then you do feel a pain. It's not like a stabbing pain. It's like a dull pain, but it's certainly there. But as soon as the firing stops, that it just dissipates very, very quickly. So I'd say it's more a discomforting pain. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the one we'll go for. But other than that, it's done. When it was finished, he said, "That's it, you're done." I couldn't believe it. But what happened was that my eye, of course, it's still pretty much blurred. The right eye's okay. It's clearing bit by bit. But after the procedure, it's pink. You're seeing pink. Everything's a lovely pinky colour, probably from the blood that's just been dissipated into the, or vaporised into the eye itself. But that's now clear, it's no longer pink. That's probably after about 10 minutes since I left, so I'm just taking it easy, walking back through the main corridor, back to the main reception, and head out to the car. So it's all done in one, no waiting about. I'm quite happy with that. I phoned Mary and told her that it was done, and she was "Well, take care coming home, and I'll have your dinner ready for you." And I'm going to milk this. I'll get my feet up and get her to rub my feet with nice cream and everything. Not ice cream, nice cream. Yeah, just that would happen, anyway. So, sorry. It's one of the consequences, is when you're blithering, you're not really paying attention to, especially in a busy corridor, people almost knocked a little wee woman over there. Another new Barbie going out, wee Asian Barbie. A busy place, and there's many people coming in as what's going out. It's hard to believe this time of day. Oh, there's a friend of mine, Huey. Hello, Huey. Don't stop, or the door will hit you, and the big revolving door will grind to a halt. He looks lost. Didn't see me. Anyway, I'll let him go. So that's all done. I'll be heading out to the car now, get home, and see how things go. I've got an appointment for 5 weeks to come back in for the consultant to check things over, unless he said if there's any issues, get back to the optician, they'll quickly check if there's anything untoward and get me back in. Hopefully the first time I see that consultant will be 5 weeks from now. I'll be happy with that. Just shows you how quickly things can be done, and I'm really pleased. I'm really a weight lifted off my mind, if you like. I really was worried about this. It went from concern at the start to worry, and now to relief. Assuming everything's well, but I'm not going to worry about that now. I'm just going to accept the fact that it's relief, and the job's done and it's fixed. And or maybe something has to be done in the future. I don't know, but. If I get a good spell out of it before I have to come back, then that'd be fantastic. But anyway, I'm going to go home and get my tea, and put my feet up for the rest of the night. As if I have been burning myself out during the day, have I? I've been prancing about in shirts and sandals all day, and here me going back to put my feet up. My God. And there's another wee babby. Goodness sake, just a wee babby factory in here. It's a wee girl, but she's all in pink. Pink to make the boys wink. Know what they say about boys? Blue to make the girls grow. Right, through the big revolving door and out into the big wide world of fresh air and noise. Thanks for listening. And thanks for everyone who showed concern about my eye. Aye, aye. So, cheery bye then. Thank you.